Hi, you're listening to Terry Telford from TheBusinessProfessional.com. You're about to listen to an interview that I did with a very successful entrepreneur. I hope that this interview helps you on your quest to develop your business and increase your profits. Now, if you have a favorite entrepreneur that you'd like to hear from, why don't you let me know and I'll see if I can get an interview with them. On the flip side, if you have a solid business model or you have business advice that you'd like to share with the listeners, let's set up an interview with you. It'll help you brand your business and establishes you as an expert in your field. Now, if you would like to contact me, you can use the contact form at thebusinessprofessional.com/contactform.htm. Again, that's www.thebusinessprofessional.com/contactform.htm. Alternatively, you can call me in Norway. The country code is 47 and the phone number is 69885541. Again, the country code is 47 and the phone number is 69885541, or you can fax me at country code 47 69889225. Again, country code 47 69889225, or you can Skype me at Terry_Telford. That's Terry_Telford, TELFORD. Again, Terry_Telford. I look forward to hearing from you, and I hope you enjoy the interview. Hi there. We're very privileged to have an absolutely incredible internet marketer with us today. His name's Thelman Knutsen. And he's become actually a fixture on the internet. He is one of the top performing entrepreneurs out there today. Just to give you an example, Thelman's figures for 2005, he made $800,000. Now, this was basically when Thelman first began on the internet in 2005, making $800,000. And he did it with affiliate marketing. Now, 2006, he popped up the figures to $2.5 million. And now in 2007, Thelman has set his business goal for $10 million. Now, obviously, the figures themselves are very impressive, but what makes it even more impressive is Thelman has a condition that theoretically it should make it extremely difficult for him to really even be running a business at all. Now, Thelman has a condition called attention deficit disorder, but he's actually used that to accomplish basically twice as much as the average person is able to accomplish in a day. So Thelman's got 48 hours in his day instead of 24. So I just want to say thanks very much for being with us today, Thelman.
Oh, well, you're welcome. Thanks so much for having me here.
Thank you. Maybe you can start by explaining just very briefly what attention deficit disorder is and how it's affected your life.
Well, number one is attention deficit disorder is absolutely positively not a condition. Attention deficit disorder is the single biggest advantage that anyone could ever have in their life to accomplish more than anyone else around them. I mean, attention deficit disorder has given me an edge. It's given me the ability to think on my feet. It's given me the ability to go from thing to thing to thing to thing to thing much more quickly than most of my linear thinking counterparts. So anyone that's listening right now that has attention deficit, that suspects they have attention deficit, that knows someone with attention deficit, if you ever hear someone whining about attention deficit, they are lying, okay? And they don't know it, but they're lying, okay? They don't know about the power that they have that's within them, okay? It's a very, very subtle shift once you learn how to use this as a strength. So the first thing that I really want to get out there to people is that anyone can be successful online if you're willing to put the work in to make it happen. Now, there are a lot of people out there with attention deficit that don't get a lot of sleep, and the insomnia often accompanies attention deficit folks. A lot of people with attention deficit have to take different types of stimulant medications and so on in order to keep them just kind of stable and focused. I don't take any type of medication. I never have. And I let attention deficit run rampant, and we kick some major butt with it. But the main point here is that it's really a question of whether you have attention deficit or not, whether you are highly creative or whether you're highly linear or whether you're really good at being consistent and doing things on a regular basis, or if you're more of an idea person, whatever you are is really irrelevant in order to make a lot of money online or be successful in business. The key is finding out what you're really good at, finding out what you really suck at, okay,
yeah.
What you are naturally terrible at, and simply not doing any of the stuff that you're naturally terrible at, and only doing all the stuff that you're naturally very, very good at. And find other people in some way, in some shape, in some form to do all of the other things that you think are a drudgery, that drive you up the wall, that really, 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 you know, aren't things that you enjoy at all. Does that make any sense?
Absolutely. So you basically build a team of people who complement your weaknesses, where their strength complements your weakness.
Exactly. So far now, we have 13 employees, we have 8 apprentices. All of our paid employees are highly, highly, highly intelligent, very linear people who are incredibly consistent and good at follow through. Okay, I'm not good at follow through. I personally subscribe to the 75% rule. I can keep really excited about something until I'm about 75% done. Once I can see the end in sight, all my enthusiasm just drops out from under me. So what I did is I looked for people intentionally who were the exact opposite of me. I looked for people that weren't as good at getting things up and running fast, that weren't as good at getting overly excited about things, and were better at implementing things, showing up to work on time, right?
Yep.
And getting work done, whether they were in a good mood, a bad mood, or somewhere in between, right? I tend to have high emotional highs and low emotional lows, so I get other people in place who are more balanced and more consistent, and then I fuel the fire to get everybody ramped up.
Awesome. That's a good system.
It's a great system. It's a great system. It's allowed us to do a lot of stuff. The mindset piece and being willing to accept that you're going to suck at about three-quarters of the things that you're supposed to do in order to be successful, just find other people that want to do those things.
Awesome. If we could take you back basically to the beginning,
yeah,
around 2005, you got online, you have no list, no business, no contacts.
$50.
What did you do?
Okay, I didn't know how to put up a web page. Okay, this is just over 2 years ago. I did not know how to put up a web page.
Okay.
All right? It was very important.
Yeah.
All right? I had a computer that was incredibly loud. I just moved in to this new place. We're calling it the Tell Mansion. And I have the computer here in my office. Right now at the moment, there are boxes all around me. And I have this old computer that stands as a monument to the day we really got started and got things rolling. This thing was so loud, the fan was clogged in cat hair. I have 5 cats, clogged in cat hair. I couldn't have a phone call in the same room with my computer if my computer was turned on. It was so loud. Okay?
Okay.
I had to rip the plastic facing off the computer. It was a desktop, right?
Yeah.
I had to rip the plastic facing off the computer so I could shake the CD-ROM drives to get it to register that there was a CD in there.
Oh, my God.
All right?
Okay.
So that's where we started. And what did I do? Well, what I did had pros and cons. Had pros and cons. My first successful website, the first thing that really, really took was a site called ListCrusade.com, and it's doing very, very well to this date. ListCrusade.com is a site that gets people in an automated series, a series of interviews that I did with folks about both list building and mindset. And I didn't know anything about list building. I knew that I didn't know anything about list building, so I decided to interview people who knew more about list building than I did at the time. And so that's exactly what I did. And I interviewed them. This was before Alex Mandozian did the first Teleseminar Secrets class.
Yep.
And so Teleseminars, I had never done one, so it was just me and the other person on the line. Did about 30-minute interviews or so. Did, I think, 85 of these things. And... you know, we 30-minute interview, and then at the end they, you know, sold their product or whatever. Uh-huh. And then I would upload those to Audio Generator, put them up on a web page, have an you know, an audio streaming button, and bam, there it is. So, you know, and then underneath the audio button, I had my affiliate link where they could go buy the person's product or service. And that was the way I started the Bliss Crusade. The thing was that I needed people that could put up web pages. I needed people that could that knew more about marketing than I did. I need people that could write copy. I need people that could edit audio. I need people that could do blog entries. I need people that could do graphics, right? And so one at a time, I found people who could do these things because I started up my list and I put this email out to my list. I said, hey, I'm starting this new project. I'm looking for some people that fit the following descriptions, you know, which were the things that I didn't know how to do, which was pretty much everything.
Right.
So I was the organizer.
Okay.
Okay? I organized the event, right? In this case, the event was creating this website.
Excellent.
And I said, hey, guys, look, I'm going to pay. There ended up being a total of 7 of us. So I said, look, what we're going to do is I'm going to pay each of us 10% of what we make here. That's
right.
70%, right? 10 times 7?
Yeah.
The remaining 30% I'm going to reinvest, and I'll be totally open book with you. You'll be able to see everything that we make and so on and so forth.
Cool.
Well, at first, that worked great.
Uh-huh.
Then some people started working really hard in order to get this thing going.
Uh-huh.
And other people started slacking off.
Right, yep.
Because we weren't making a lot of money when we were starting. You know, when we were starting, I would write $32 checks to people.
Yep.
Right? You know, after they just spent 40 hours.
Right, yep.
You know, working for, you know, working on stuff. And what ended up happening was it was just an unequal distribution because some people would put a lot of work in, other people would just be a total slacker. And that ultimately created a lot of resentment and blah, blah, blah. So, you know, the fact of the matter is there are a lot simpler ways to get things up and running than I did then, okay?
Yep.
And I've honed down the key elements and found the key elements to get your first website up and running, to get your first, you know, easing started. That led to a whole series of products that I created, but I came up with the key elements and started teaching them so that people could get started on their own with the right instruction, or maybe find one other person to work with,
yeah.
You know, so they didn't have to, you know, split their attention so many different directions.
So what did you do? I mean, you've got List Crusade is basically up. Your interview is on the page. Then you're promoting an affiliate link on that page after
uh-huh.
the interview.
Yep.
How are you getting traffic to your List Crusade page?
Okay. Well, what I did here is very, 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 very powerful,
okay.
And it's something that most people miss.
Later.
If you think back, the whole like interviewing 10 people or 12 people, right?
Yeah.
And putting all those people on a squeeze page.
Mm-hmm.
And doing it around a topic, that really wasn't happening a whole lot before List Crusade.
Right.
Not in that format, right? It's been copied many, 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 many times since, and I'm flattered to see that, and it's great. Problem is that most of the people who are doing this miss the boat on how to get traffic, right? The deal is, look, I'll do an interview with you or a teleseminar with you,
mm-hmm.
and I will promote that to my list on an ongoing basis.
Yep.
Meaning I will keep driving traffic back to you forever if you send traffic to me once.
Okay.
Send out an email one time,
mm-hmm.
all right,
yep.
to your list, and I will promote to you forever.
Now, you're promoting to List Crusade, which is promoting the person's product, or you're promoting their affiliate link?
I'm promoting their affiliate link, and they're promoting... Now, I mean, at this stage in the game, they're promoting an affiliate link for List Crusade.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
When we first started, we didn't even have any products.
Right. Yeah.
So it was, look, send an email out to your list recommending that people go join List Crusade.
Okay.
Okay. Then I will have your, a few emails recommending people go listen to your interview. Right.
Yeah.
They can go listen, click, bam, right, and go buy.
Okay.
No. So that was the way I got List Crusade started.
Okay.
Yeah, you know, I got 63 no's in a row from people. 63
no's
when I was trying to get people on board for List Crusade.
Wow.
And after about 20 or so, I started modifying my approach a little bit.
Okay.
Right? Until I finally hit it and came up with, look, I'll promote you on an ongoing basis forever if you promote me one time. What do you say?
Right, yeah.
Bam.
Okay.
There it is.
Beautiful.
And so, there is one more very, very, very important piece I'll be revealing at the end of this interview that allowed List Crusade to spiral out and allowed me to end up going from working with like these grade C level marketers that no one's ever heard of,
yeah,
to working with Jay Abraham, to working with Mark Joyner, to working with Alex Mandozian, all because of this one technique I'm going to be teaching you at the end of the interview. So definitely, definitely keep your notepad out.
Very cool. Very awesome. Cool. So what else are you doing? I mean, there's got to be more ways to drive traffic to your sites. If we look away from List Crusade, what you're doing today, what kind of marketing are you doing today?
Well, there are actually 17 sources of profitable web traffic that I've identified.
Good Lord.
And there's a concept that I came up with called the Secret 17 that teaches those.
Okay.
And there are all sorts of different ways. One thing that I did is I started up a traffic apprenticeship program. And I bring people on as apprentices who I find have a promising brain, mm-hmm, and promising attitude, and I say, look, I'll pay for your education, and I'll have you go implement that education if you'll work for me for free for 10 hours a week.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Right? And you're going to become a god of whatever type of traffic you're studying, but you're only going to study one.
So you're going to you take somebody, and you show them a specific type of traffic.
What I do is I say, look, what type of traffic are we going to have you specialize in?
Yeah.
And when I started, I just let them choose. I realized that was a wrong thing to do because so often people are just shooting in the dark.
Yeah.
So now I get a little psychological profile, ask them some questions. Then I say, look, here's the type of traffic I'd like you to work on. Is that reasonable? Okay. Yes or no?
Yeah.
And times out of 10, the answer is yes.
Yeah.
So what I do is I turn around and then I'll buy them an e-book,
right,
on that type of traffic. And I'll say, read this e-book and find three ways of implementing it before next week. Go. Right?
Very cool. Yeah.
And we give them a tracking link so we can track all the traffic that they're driving.
Yeah.
People that do their homework, so to speak, then I'll buy them like a CD set. Right? Then I'll buy them a home study course.
Yeah,
I mean, I've even enrolled apprentices in $10,000 coaching programs.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
But there's no way they would have been able to pay for otherwise.
Yeah.
You know, just because they, you know. They do. So that's a way of doing it. That's kind of an interesting way. But I have the cash flow now to be able to, you know, afford that education.
Right.
When I started out, I didn't have the cash flow to do that. So I found 17, profitable sources of web traffic. You can talk about starting up a blog. It's the quickest, easiest, fastest, free way that I know of to get ongoing web traffic.
But when you've got a blog, you still have to get traffic to your blog.
Well, yeah. So you enter a post every day and mention it on pingoat.com. You know, that's really all there is to it. It's not that complicated.
Okay.
Right, and get ranked in the search engines. Then you add a audio or video podcast to your blog, and it starts becoming more relevant. Then you go ahead and you start writing articles, and then maybe you start doing press releases, right? All of a sudden, you know, maybe you turn around and you start doing some pay-per-click advertising, right? Or maybe some paid easing advertising.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe you decide you want to start viral marketing, right? But the point is, you can drive massive, massive traffic with any one of these techniques that we're discussing. I recommend that people choose one form of traffic and they get really, 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 really good at it. Now, there's one type of traffic that I discovered that I found to be the quickest, easiest, fastest, most ongoing, most immediate, and most profitable source of traffic. It's called Golden Rule Traffic. And you can find out more about that at goldenruletraffic.com. I'm not going to mention any more about it here because there's only one person in the world that's actually qualified to teach you anything about Golden Rule Traffic. Can you guess who that might be?
Would that happen to be you?
It would be. It would be. The coolest part about Golden Rule Traffic is it's absolutely free to use, and it's using services and systems that you already have paid for. Okay?
Oh,
if you have a website and a newsletter up and running, mm-hmm, you already most likely have everything you need in order to make Golden Rule Traffic work.
Very cool.
And if you don't, you know, you're going to spend less than $50 a month in order to make this work for you. And it's a system that's being used in a totally different way. Most people are completely overlooking this. So I would highly recommend to everybody that, you know, if you haven't started studying Golden Rule traffic, I would recommend highly that you do.
Okay, cool, very cool. Now, how many, you're still promoting affiliate programs, right?
Yes.
How do you, or actually, first of all, how many affiliate programs are you promoting?
Hundreds.
Perfect. Because the next question is, how in the world do you promote hundreds of affiliate programs and get traffic to all of them?
Oh, well, I mean, it's really simple. The first thing anyone ever sees when they come to my website is a squeeze page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always focused on building my list,
yeah,
no matter what type of traffic I'm driving there. Period. No argument. Right? The second thing is that I have a long autoresponder series,
mm-hmm,
and I send out an email to my list every day.
Okay.
Right?
Yep.
So that means I can promote lots of stuff to them.
Okay. But is how do you find email marketing now as opposed to like a couple of years ago?
I'm better at it now.
How about as far as delivery and whatnot? Are you still...
It's getting worse, but I don't really care. I'm making more money. I'm building my list bigger.
Yeah?
You know, are there going to be some other ways to do things? Sure. Are we starting to do some direct mail stuff to supplement some of the drop-off and deliverability? Sure. Are we starting to do more voicemail broadcast stuff? You know, sure. Do you have to pay for it? Sure. You know, is email still free? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah, that's right.
So, you know, stop complaining. I'm not saying you're complaining. A lot of people get totally fixated on deliverability and how bad it is and blah, 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 blah. It's just, you know, stop whining and start doing something.
Yeah.
9 times out of 10, that's the problem.
Exactly.
Is don't worry about believing in yourself. Don't worry about doing it right. Just do it. You know, do it and get better.
So how are you then offline when you're doing the direct mail? Are you doing postcards or sales letters? How do you do that?
We're just starting to roll that out. We haven't done any sales letters yet. We're about to, actually. We've done some postcard stuff and seen some really good results with it. Some of the postcard systems that are out there is just phenomenal. People can check out, like, postcardautoresponder.com.
Yeah.
Very cool system where it's like an autoresponder except for postcards, right?
Yeah.
Where you can just dump somebody's address in there with their name, and they can get personalized postcards from you in an automated sequence. Bam, just roll it out.
So are you promoting your affiliate programs through postcards then as well? Or is it your main program?
No, I'm mostly promoting my own products. When I started out my first year and a half, I didn't have any of my own products.
Okay.
So, you know, a lot of my systems were built on affiliate programs, and I didn't have any staff.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so I didn't have customer support and blah, 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 which, you know, I didn't have a lot of reliable people. And then I started hiring people, and then we built out our own products because we could make that happen fairly quickly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, why don't you tell us and tell me, we're coming up to the our time limit there that you've got allotted. Why don't you tell us about this super incredible technique that you said you're going to save till the end of the list?
Okay. Well, it really has to do with viral marketing.
Okay.
Okay, I'm going to explain how. It's a different application of viral marketing than you might have ever used before.
Okay.
See, the biggest problem that people have is they call somebody up and they're like, hey, let's do, you know, a joint venture. You know, you do this for me, I'll do this for you, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
They strike a deal. Great, congratulations. Well, how are you going to get another one?
Same way.
Yeah.
You wrote and do the same thing again.
And sooner or later, you're going to, you know, get your list of warm contacts is going to dry up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Call the 10 people you know, and now what?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I found that the quickest, easiest, fastest way to get more people to work with you is to have the guts to be like, listen, that's awesome, okay? You know, let's do this, let's work together. Who else do you know that might be appropriate for this kind of a deal? You know, who else do you know that's really, really good to work with, that's a good promoter, that would be a great person for me to work with on this kind of thing? What do you think?
Okay.
Bam.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, guess what you got?
Two people.
Two, three, four people, you know, potentially.
Yeah.
Hey, could you do a three-way call with one of those guys right now? Right? Sure. Let's do it. Bam. Right? All of a sudden, you have as many joint venture partners as you want. And the reason that's viral marketing is because you're simply asking, I mean, it comes back to, you know, asking for the referral, right?
Yeah.
Asking for more business from the person you just did business with.
So this is if somebody's approaching you as a joint venture partner?
Pardon?
Is this something that you say, for example, if I come to you and say, Talman, would you like to be a joint venture partner with me for Product X? And you would say, okay, Terry, that sounds like a good plan. Who else do you know that we can get involved? Is that how you're doing it, or you're, or is it you that's going out and saying?
No. In this case, Terry, if I was approaching you, yep. I would say, "Hey, Terry, let's do something, right? Yep. Blah 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 blah. Okay, this sounds good. Listen, who else do you know that might be a good person for me to set up this kind of deal with? That's good. That's high ethics. You know, that does what they say they're going to do. That has an appropriate list or appropriate traffic for the kind of thing I'm offering here."
Okay, I gotcha. So this is actually how you're going out and doing joint ventures with people, not the way that you're answering joint venture requests
exactly.
to you. Okay, I got
exactly.
you. Gotcha.
And, I mean, once you start getting joint venture requests coming into you, then great. Then you don't have to do this anymore.
That's true.
You know? I never have to call people for joint ventures. It's very rare. Very rare. And if I do, we're friends, you know, and they always say yes because we've already done business together several times.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And it's very, very, very powerful.
Very cool. Well, tell me, what's on the list for 2007? What's happening for your 2007 year? What's your goals and plans?
Well, it's also very much related to viral marketing, actually. I had the opportunity this year to learn a lot from Mark Joyner. And Mark just taught me, so much about how to really make things go viral in everything you're doing. And one of the things about Mark is that he really helps you to tweak and hone your system. He'll really, like, help you drill deep and be very, very, very good at what you're doing if you have the rare opportunity to speak with him. Now, he actually advised me very heavily during the process and creation of a program that we just launched called ListHero.com. And what ListHero.com does is it builds your list for free. It literally will build your list. You will get subscribers from ListHero. It is free to join. It is free to join. Now, I will warn everyone that there is a one-time offer after you join, and it does give you a lifetime upgrade that gives you an immense amount of momentum in building your list and keeping your list building on an ongoing basis. The reason I'm mentioning this is because List Hero is a list-building viral program for you. It automatically asks for the referral for you from anybody that signs up to your list. You don't have to do anything. It takes about 10 minutes to sign up for it and get it set up and running. It is for people who already have an autoresponder, some kind of newsletter or list up and running. And, you know, if you don't, you know, you can get one started, and you should. That's the way that I've made millions and millions of dollars. It's changed my life. ListHero.com, I spent 18 months working on this sucker, and it's ready, and it's in full throttle. So I would highly, highly recommend to everybody that you go over to ListHero.com and get involved and start getting more subscribers.
Awesome. That is fantastic, Tellman. Well, I just have to say I appreciate the time that you've given us. I think you've packed more information into about the last... What are we at? I think 30 minutes. Then a lot of people are going to get in about 30 hours worth of listening to a lot of the interviews out there.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. It was a great interview, and we'll talk to you real soon.
Thank you. You take care, Tellman.
All right, you too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.